This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we look out at the week before us, I cannot describe to you the amount of excitement I have in my heart. We are seeing the criminals that have hijacked this nation and that have been preying on the American people be exposed on a minute-by-minute basis. And as the curtain is pulled back, just be prepared for absolute nightmares to be discovered. The establishment are soulless, Satanist, child molesters, sadist, mercenaries, scum, dishonorable trash. And Zucker of CNN, he should be hauled up on criminal charges of sedition, racketeering, creating false narratives to remove an elected sitting president. It's called espionage. Espionage carried out at the behest of the multinational combines that are so ruthless in their ivory towers in London and Paris and New York and other areas like Los Angeles. They believe they're invincible. This is a big broadcast today coming up live with David Knight. And because the news is so huge, I was going to take a few days off of my children, really a staycation to take care of errands and things like that. I'm going to go ahead and still come in. Knight will host most of the broadcast, but I'm going to pop in and also take some special reports just because of the magnitude of the history we're all witnessing unfold right now. The CNN fake news coming out that's on Infowars.com from O'Keefe, catching them red-handed, admitting that they're engaged in fraud, lying to their viewers to start a war with Russia is just spectacular. We already know this, but just to see it coming out, and then the other CNN fake news stories on Russia that they've had to pull back from last week, where it's totally made up, the whole thing's disintegrating. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is the globalists aren't going to give up. And they're trying to get Trump to start a war in Syria right now. And I've been warning of it. Cy Hirsch is warning of it. David Knight's about to break it all down. So here is David Knight. And then I've got another tape report I did earlier this morning. But I wanted to pop in first and just point out that history is happening right now in front of our faces. And where I'm confident and I'm very excited. Also, we have to understand the enemy's going to strike back. We should all be brainstorming. How is the enemy going to strike back? That is the big question for all info warriors. But know this, ladies and gentlemen. Look how far we've already come together. That's why they're coming after InfoWars, because they're coming after you. That's why we need your prayers and support now more than ever, because the enemy is striking back and trying to punish anyone that dare expose them. That's why this is a death battle. This is a no-holds-barred, toe-to-toe, no-quarter-given, none-taken, as the globalists even call it, a death battle. This is a battle of ideologies. This is a battle of good and evil. Look at how they're allied with Orthodox Islam. That's all you need to know about these globalists. Look at how they want to sexualize children. Look at everything they do. They are the scum of the earth. They are a cult of bullies, and their system's coming down. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back to David Knight live in studio.
All right, and that's Alex Jones, and he's going to be joining us with a further report after the break on this Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. I'm here in the studio, and, of course, we have this breaking CNN story, essentially leading us to the brink of war with Russia so that they can get higher ratings. Very cynical manipulation. We all know Operation Mockingbird. Well, folks, it is full on. And I think one of the most interesting things, we're going to play James O'Keefe's revelations. And, of course, in the last couple of days, we talked about this yesterday, this fake story that broke down with CNN. Now three people have been fired or have left, depending on how you view this, from CNN. It's had massive repercussions, even within CNN itself. We've had Brian Stelter, who was told by Jeff Zuckerberg, you know, let's they basically stonewall this. And now we have Jeff Zuckerberg, of course, saying viewers trust CNN more than ever. I guess that's a relative. I guess that's a relative thing. I never trusted them. You should never trust any news source. You should look at it, think for yourself. And the amazing thing about all this is how silent the mainstream media is. Absolutely no news on it. But we're going to have that news, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now, here's a surprise.
Be thankful for right now. We've seen the Supreme Court 9-0 back up President Trump and override activist Ninth and Fourth Circuit courts that engaged in judicial tyranny, by the very definition, just declaring the law null and void, a law that five-year-olds could easily understand. The Constitution applies to U.S. citizens, and the president has the right to block dangerous individuals from any nation he chooses. The law is cut and dry. That's a big victory, because it reverses a tide of judicial tyranny, of judicial activism, of judicial berserking that has seen the Ninth Circuit and others rule that you can't wear American flags in public schools in California because they're hurtful to others. That is the level of judicial activism we're talking about. And that ties in with Eric Trump and the Huffington Post and others with straight faces reporting on his short haircut on the sides, kind of an aviator style haircut that you see soccer players and others with, trying to tie it together with Hitler and other, quote, white nationalists. Now, those of us that aren't completely mentally ill laugh at that. But you have to understand, they're dumbing the political currency down with the public to the point where people aren't aware of major policies, where people aren't aware of geopolitical systems. All they're aware of is surface issues. And this is the purest form of racism that we're talking about. And by racism, I mean tribalism. They are dumbing it down to the fact that he has blonde hair, and the fact that he has straight hair, and the fact that he has blue eyes, and the fact that he is a WASP. It doesn't matter if the family marries into Orthodox Jews. It doesn't matter if Donald Trump got awards from the NAACP and Jesse Jackson for hiring record numbers of blacks and putting them in positions of authority when they did a good job. That's how it promotes anybody. None of that history matters. None of it means anything. Because in the final equation, it's about dumbing the debate down so the public is so down in the weeds, obsessed over what color somebody is or racial code words, they don't care that big mega central banks for the last decade have shut down loaning to small businesses and to individuals. They don't then worry about the deindustrialization. They don't worry about Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs making jokes about how China has a better infrastructure than us while he sits there and uses the U.S. military to project power globally. Now, all of that said, Trump is in a prime position to make the Democrats a coastal sub-party that is basically, after 240-plus years, non-existent. There will be other parties that emerge, like we've seen with UKIP in Europe and other areas of the world. But that said, the Republicans now are basically in control of most of the states, most of the legislatures, most of the governorships, the House, the Senate, the executive, and the judicial. He has not just a trifecta of the three branches of government, but we have, as a populist uprising, a trifecta throughout the heartland and the rest of the producing nation. And we also see numbers and statistics coming in where, quote, minorities, who are really the majority, want the birthright of private property, prosperity, and a Second Amendment. They know America's not perfect, it's had its problems, but they want to focus on the positive because of the internet and because of travel, because of the military. A lot of people have been around the world and they realize America's got its problems, but it's the best house in a bad neighborhood. Because this planet is going into major crises, and we need to come together if we've got any shot at the future. Come together around real policies, real prosperity, real ideas, instead of social distortion, globalist think tank propaganda that's produced by the big foundations and then passed out through the CIA, through other agencies, and through MSM. This is weaponized. It's declassified. It's a fact. I mean, people are saying that James O'Keefe has now killed CNN. And I agree. You can say this is one of the final nails in the coffin. O'Keefe's amazing. I'm not taking away from O'Keefe, but it's been all of us, that's you, the listeners, exposing CNN, exposing it as a terrorist organization, exposing it as a group that supports ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the Arab Spring, that overall have really just exposed it as the anti-human, anti-American organization it is. But CNN, more than anybody, has killed themselves. And they are the bellwether of the globalist sinking ship, where the propaganda and the lies just don't work anymore. When people do watch it, it's almost like looking back at Sodom and Gomorrah. Watch out, you might turn into a tower of salt. But the reason I raise that is the video's up on Infowars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. It's obviously on DrudgeReport.com. It's all over Project Veritas' site. And it's another Death Star, you know, level explosion of the globalists, another huge defeat where there's the producer, and O'Keefe's got more coming out soon, bragging on hidden video about how they lie to the public and how they scam the public and how they deceive and how they don't have proof of the Russian narrative and the fact that he doesn't even really think it's fair. But he's still there basically bragging about it because he's in that position of power. And that's what these people get off on, is keeping you in their box, keeping you in their paradigm, not seeing your mind open up and accelerate past even their intellect. They want to suppress and control the narrative and basically run humanity in a ditch. They're the most selfish, greedy, hateful people you can imagine. I mean, we have CNN's own reporters caught over and over again every few days putting out fake stories that are verifiable. You know, like the reporters that sit there and say that Trump never went and saw Scalise in the hospital and stuff like that. And then nobody even gets in trouble when they get caught lying over and over and over and over again in the headlines because they think you're not paying attention. I go back to Gruber. That's why they do that. Jonathan Gruber said, thank God the public doesn't pay attention. And I see them doing this to myself and others with these deceptive headlines where what you see in the headline is not actually in the article. And again, I know I'm telling you things that you already know. The key to this is we are reaching the flashpoint, critical tipping point moment. And the globalists know this. And so everybody has to be on their toes and focused because the globalists and these combines realize that their whole planetary program is going under because they themselves mismanaged it. They themselves set it up to consolidate wealth and make people poor and thought they could keep that in the dark. Well, of course they can't keep it in the dark with the type of surveillance grids and systems that are two-way streets. So now we have to be in maximum vigilance mode and maximum activity mode in the animating contest of liberty, which is exciting and invigorating and empowering, and realize in this critical time, the empire is going to strike back. They're going to strike back in a big way, and we should all be conscious of it. And now I get to the negative news. But it's positive that we're here and able to cover it and to get ahead of it. I said last week the only way that the Trump Americana agenda is going to get derailed is going to be from the inside. Again, not saying something everybody doesn't already know. The Republican leadership now, because of the doddering, arrogant, out of its mind, Nancy Pelosi-led Democratic Party, the Republican establishment now is the main threat. They are the big final obstacle to be taken down. They've gone along with the fake Russian narrative. They've tried to start World War III with Russia. They've worked with CNN and other dinosaur media to sell the hoax that has led the war economy to the edge of World War III. They are the people leading our planet to the precipice for ratings, as the producer says. Think about that. Think about how these individuals think that none of this is ever going to blow back on them. They're so arrogant, they openly brag to people about how they're lying and deceiving the public, not thinking that, hey, you might not want to talk about this type of criminal activity in front of people if you're actually doing it. But again, that's what makes them so dangerous. And so now let's look at the Republican establishment. Nikki Haley is way in over her head. She comes off like a inward-looking nincompoop who is on some type of weird existential power trip. And again, it's this image, just like with Obama, of women who've never been in the military and never killed anybody or never even probably been in a fist fight, throwing their weight around. It's just an archetypal image that just speaks of destruction, speaks of failed enterprises, speaks of destruction of civilization. And you've got her sending out this twisted tweet yesterday that we'll put up on screen where she tells the Russians if anything else happens in Syria, it's going to be blamed on the Syrian government, Assad, Russia, and or Iran. That completely signals, just as the British ambassador to Syria said on the BBC a few months ago, to the rebels that are about to collapse, the ISIS and Al-Qaeda forces that our military's done a great job crushing now that Trump let them off the leash. It sends a signal to them, now is the time to stage another chemical attack. They got caught 4 years ago doing it. They got caught 3 years ago doing it. They got caught a year ago doing it. Even our own government, even our own military, even the UN has come out and said it's clearly the rebels launching this bill to bring the United States in. And now the only way Trump can basically destroy himself and us is letting the globalists manipulate him through their final backup plan, which is always war. And you have Nikki Haley, who meets with Ivanka Trump and meets with Pence yesterday and then puts out this tweet saying, if anything happens, it's your fault and we're going to hit you. And this is after we've seen Russian aircraft flown by Syrians shot down. We've seen armored columns bombed. We've seen the airbase hit. That's three strikes that the Russians have put up with. Now they're saying, you fly into the airspace, we're going to shoot you down. So now we're in a game of brinksmanship with Russia that could trigger a larger war at any time. And you've got the neocons and the John McCains of the world in there cheerleading and pushing for Trump to launch a wider war. And that's the way the globalists always try to get us back under their control, into their system. So now is the time for everybody to be calling the White House, everybody to be tweeting at the president, everybody to be sending out InfoWars.com articles, everybody to be sending this audio and this video out to the president, because he does listen to the people. And back about 2 months ago, when they tried to launch that last big war, Trump came out and said, look, we're not going to have boots on the ground. We're not removing Assad. But his own advisors, like McMaster and others, were on the news saying that they were going to remove Assad and the ISIS and al-Qaeda rebels. So, again, Trump is one man trying to manage this giant system, and he needs our support. And he needs us to keep them honest, as Stephen Bannon has said, so that we raise the alarms as watchmen and women and modern Paul Revere's on the wall. So, again, there's an article out by Cy Hirst today. It's up on InfoWars.com, where he points out that how Trump got manipulated across that red line with the chemical weapons a few months ago. And clearly that was strategic, to look strong, to get the neocons off his back. The Russians understood what that was. But now there have been other aircraft shot down. There have been armored columns blown up that are battling ISIS. And clearly there are internal groups in our military, it's infiltrated like everything else, that are trying to start a wider war right now that's with Russia, the very last country we want to get in a fight with, ladies and gentlemen. They're not involved in our internal politics. That's been proven. Everybody's involved some, but nothing compared to China. And they're not the enemy. They're a Christian nation that's rebuilding. They've got massive resources. We should be in business with Russia, not having continual conflict with them, because a bunch of neocons and a bunch of neo-libs want to play with the whole planet like it's a grand chessboard. It's emblematic that as the tide of globalism goes out, you see David Rockefeller dying this year. You see Bezygna Brzezinski. I think you're going to see other top globalists die this year, because it's all emblematic of the great turning and the great change that is taking place right now. But understand this. She 100% signaled another demon in a red dress to the world as the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. She signaled, just like Samantha Powers and others did a few years ago, the exact same neocon policy, but said even stronger language, anything happens, it's your fault. That is belligerent. That is out of control. Syria is a sovereign nation. Russia was invited in there. Our own military came to its senses 5 years ago and told Obama, we're not going to back al-Qaeda going into Syria in the civil war. We're not going to be their air force. So then the media changed the name to ISIS to confuse the public, but it didn't. The public now understands it's the same people. Colonel Schaefer's exposed this on the broadcast. He's briefed Congress in secret on these issues. And we broke all of this 4-plus years ago before anybody else had it. And I'm only pointing out, that's why they call us fake news, is they are so angry, the criminal elements of the CIA and others, and the Ford Foundation, and the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Board of Governors of the FCC have all openly said they hate us because we're putting out narratives that are true. Remember that big Google contract a few months ago that they admitted was real? Millions of dollars for subcontractor companies to go in and delist InfoWars as real news and say it's fake and vote it down. They didn't change their algorithm. They artificially go out into the public to manipulate it from without, because if they manipulate the algorithm, it blinds Google. So they didn't do that out of goodness. They did that out of keeping their algorithm real, but they went and artificially manipulated the algorithm from the outside. They don't tinker with the central algorithm. They just manipulate the algorithm from the outside. And it's said in there, remember? It's said in there that, look, he changed the course of the whole Syria thing. He had Ron Paul on, and he had these other people on, and they're not credible to speak on this issue. Well, the Ron Paul was quoting the UN. That's what's crazy. It was because it was credible, and we were showing examples from 4 years ago and 2 years ago and 3 years ago when they got caught staging the chemical attacks. When the rebels got caught. So it was because of that that they put out a contract to delist us. They don't put contracts out over, quote, fake news. That's what CNN is. They put out the Megyn Kelly contract on us and all these contracts out to try to discredit us and brand us as fraud, because they know we're real and we're building an effective opposition to the globalists that's based on moral, free market, Christian, open society values.
I don't mean George Soros' open society. Everything with them, again, is a counterfeit. Real open free societies for folks that want to be an open, real renaissance free societies. Now, David Knight is coming up. He's hosting the transmission today. I'll be back tomorrow live in studio. But big things are happening, ladies and gentlemen. You've got the O'Keefe situation, that video coming up of the CNN committing suicide, basically, and so much more. But just keep your eye on the prize. Keep reaching out to these brainwashed liberals. They mean well. Their whole identity has basically been put into a lie. All of us have got to work harder and harder at not laughing at them and not being as mean to them, even though it's hard not to do when they're calling for our deaths. Because you have to understand, these are cult victims that have to be somehow deprogrammed. This is serious business. They've been under serious hardcore mind control to now where they see, you know, the same haircut that Beckham has, the soccer player on Eric Trump, they flip out. I mean, this is devastating mind control where they can't even see an American flag without crapping themselves. And then the government and the media are there catering to it, feeding into the mental illness, trying to normalize this. This is all done by design globally. Back to David Knight, Infowars.com, folks. Please support us. Please support the broadcast. We have free shipping that ends on July 4th. We have specials on Supermail Vitality and on X2 and on so many other great products. They're going to have to end probably before the 4th of July sale does, because we're running low on some of those, like Supermail, like X2. But it is your purchase of the high-quality toothpaste. It is your purchase of the organic shampoo, Emerson Essentials. It is your purchase of the sunscreen that's 40% off right now with the other products that makes it all possible. And that's how we're doing this. We need to get bigger and stronger in the face of the globalists so we can really take to the next level. We've proven we're delivering victory thanks to your support. We're in this together. So again, ladies and gentlemen, Infowars.com, Infowarsstore.com to support us. And whatever you do, spread the link to Infowars.com/show. Back to David Knight.
All right, and that was Alex Jones breaking this down. I'm David Knight here in the studio on this Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. Alex is breaking down how very important what is happening in Syria is right now. We have to understand that the Trump White House is divided. We have McMaster who came in and replaced Flynn. And we have an interesting article, again, from Circa. They're the people who went in and took a look at the FISA court, pointing out that the FBI had violated the law in terms of coming after individuals, unmasking them, using the NSA for these purposes. Now it goes a little bit deeper. We find out that the FBI has retaliated, apparently, against Michael Flynn. He had taken the side of somebody who had a sexual discrimination lawsuit against then number two FBI director Andrew McCabe, who is now acting FBI director. And it was 2 years after that that they came after Michael Flynn. Now, what happened with that? As Michael Flynn left and he was replaced by McMasters, somebody who had worked closely with Petraeus, somebody who was committed to regime change, just like Nikki Haley, that's when we had the attack. And supposedly in response to a sarin gas attack. And, of course, the Seymour Hersh article exposes how that is false. We're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at what Nikki Haley is doing. We're also going to take a look, of course, at CNN. This implosion that we're seeing here at CNN, it was a couple of weeks ago that we had the Megyn Kelly thing. We saw the duplicity, the lies, the targeted destruction of the mainstream media targeted at Alex Jones. And he exposed that with what he recorded in terms of the pre-interview discussions that they had. Now we have video that has surfaced from Project Veritas, from James O'Keefe, showing people inside CNN, talking about how this is absolute BS. That was his words. He spelled it out for you. I'm not going to do it on air. Pointing out how it is absolute BS, he said there's no evidence here of any of this. Something that we all know, but they're doing it for business purposes. Talking about how Zucker is saying, okay, great, you guys reported on this climate change stuff, but let's get back to Russia. That's where the money is. A very cynical effort to manipulate information. And a key part of this, I think, when I was starting to look at this today, as I surveyed the mainstream news sources, I found it very interesting. There was absolutely nothing about CNN's fake Russian news narrative or retractions or firings or the stonewalling, even within CNN. You have a reporter, Brian Stelter, who says, what's going on? And he gets shut down. And, of course, they came back and said, we're not going to have any more stories about Russia until it gets approved at the vice presidential level. And then we had these firings that happened today. But there was absolutely nothing about it on Reuters, nothing about it on The Guardian, nothing about it on The Wall Street Journal, nothing about it, of course, on CNN, except they had a feature where Don Lemon was scolding the media for not standing up for the White House. Washington Post, nothing at all about it. They simply complained and whined about the fact that they didn't have cameras at the White House press briefing. We're going to talk about that as well. The self-absorbed, posturing media, represented by Jim Acosta at the White House press conference. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We have a very busy show today. Even before this news from Project Veritas about CNN, the internal admission that they caught on tape that they know that this is false. They don't believe any of this stuff. They're simply doing it because they think it's good business for them. They're feeding people what they want to hear, their confirmation bias, and they're willing to lie to you about that. And of course, this is nothing new, but it is new to hear them say it on camera. And this is all part of the implosion that began at the end of last week. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's going on in Syria, very serious there. We also have articles about Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He had a trial that began yesterday. They're trying to essentially bring criminal charges against him for obeying the immigration law. We had Obama say, we're not going to enforce immigration law. We're not going to allow the Border Patrol to enforce immigration law. You better not do that. Sheriff Joe was detaining people and turning them over to federal agents. Now, this is part of a program called Secure Communities. This is something, by the way, I went to a meeting here in Austin where the Democrats were furious at the black sheriff that was there. They were all over him saying, how dare you turn over criminals to immigration control? And, of course, he was voted out of office, and they put in this lady who said, I'm not going to turn anybody over except for three crimes. And then one of those crimes was not sexual assault or sexual crimes. And she goes, okay, four crimes. It's like Monty Python's Spanish Inquisition. We're going to go four or three. No, make that four. No, make that five. As people started pointing out, but you're letting violent criminals go and not turning them over. But that's what Sheriff Joe Arpaio was doing. And a judge then, in addition to the president saying, we're not going to enforce immigration laws, we had a judge say, you better not enforce immigration laws. They continued to do that, and now they're coming after him for criminal charges. And it's very interesting because the Justice Department, under Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and we heard all of this stuff from James Comey saying, well, let's just call this a matter because we don't want to interfere with an election. And James Comey said, I did the things that I did because I didn't want to interfere with an election. But they went after Joe, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, because they wanted to interfere with the election. And they did it in a way to interfere with the election. But they're not content with that. They want to put this 85-year-old man in jail. And he is asking for Jeff Sessions to testify. He's asking for them to do things. And quite frankly, Jeff Sessions ought to just shut down this investigation. If he had any integrity, he would do that. He should do that. This is an outrage that the Justice Department would continue on with this show trial. Taking somebody who is in law enforcement and trying to put them in jail because they enforced the law that the president and a judge said, we're not going to enforce the law. We're going to act as tyrants. The law is in my mouth. I'm going to shut this down. Anybody that tries to enforce this law, we're going to come after you. We also have coming up in the second hour, we have John Kiriakou. He is a CIA whistleblower on torture. He was the one who exposed what was going on there. He actually went to jail for that. He has a book called The Convenient Terrorist. And quite frankly, it dovetails quite well with what we're seeing in terms of this false narrative coming out of Syria, where there are elements within the Trump administration pushing for war. Nikki Haley, McMaster. There are other people, like Mattis, who wants to fight ISIS. He says, we're not there for regime change, we're going to fight ISIS. But there is, within the National Security Council, under McMaster, they are pushing very hard for everything that they can in order to create a very, very dangerous war. And we need to, as Trump supporters, stand with Donald Trump and remind him, because there is this division in his White House, just as there was a division with the Paris Climate Treaty. There were those who said, we need to stay in this. There were those who said, we need to get out of it. And fortunately, the people who were saying we need to get out of it, they eventually won. We need to stand with and behind Donald Trump to make sure that he does what is right, what he campaigned for. And that is not to get involved in regime change, to create more chaos in the Middle East, and to bring us to the brink of war with Russia. Very, very incredibly dangerous and irresponsible what Nikki Haley is doing, as well as McMaster. Before I get back to the news, and before we play these clips from CNN and the Project Veritas, I just want to remind you that we have our 4th of July mega specials are now live at InfoWarsStore.com. This is how we fund our operation, folks. We don't get money from J.P. Morgan. They were the ones who said, hey, you're going to have an interview with Alex Jones. We're going to pull our sponsorship. Can you imagine if we ever tried to get Big Pharma or the big banks to sponsor anything that we ever did? No, you standing with us, standing behind us, buying these products is what allows us to be an independent media. We're independent of other outside financial sources, and certainly we're not getting the sponsorship of big banks, big pharma, big chemical companies. Interestingly enough, and I don't know if we'll have time to get to this today, but now we've had more movements against Monsanto. They're not going to support us. They're going to do everything they can to try to silence us. But we have this special. We have now put it live. It is free shipping through the 4th of July weekend, as well as massive discounts on a wide variety of products. We have Brain Force Plus, now 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 30% off. We have Z-Shield, 30% off. And InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off retail. It's very important when you look at natural disasters, when you look at man-made disasters, and even if you look at the volatility of our infrastructure, our food supply, things that can cause a massive spike or shortage, make sure that you have that cushion for your family, for yourself, that is storable. It is high quality, made in the USA, non-GMO. You always then have that backup, that cushion against spikes that are going to hit the food supply. Also, Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Packs, 40% off retail, and Living Defense, 20% off. While supplies last, again, free shipping as part of the 4th of July Summer Mega Special at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, now we've had more fallout today from the stories that began breaking last week, the false news story, the latest Russian nonsense that was coming out of these people. It was the Russian investment fund with ties to Trump officials. That was a CNN story. It cited a single anonymous source. A single anonymous source. Where have we seen that before? We've seen that before all the time from the Washington Post. All the time from the Washington Post. So it's not really any different from the Washington Post, or maybe we should call it the Amazon Post. And, of course, that's what Donald Trump said. He says, well, what about all these other phony stories that they do? And Donald Trump Jr. called this story the biggest fake news scandal in the network's history. He said that Donald Trump said CNN is looking at big management changes. Now they got caught falsely pushing their Russian stories. Absolutely. And he later on tweeted out, so they caught CNN cold. But what about NBC, CBS, ABC? What about the failing New York Times, the Washington Post? They're all fake news. Exactly. They're running with anonymous sources. It's not anonymous sources who are telling us. It's the FISA court who's telling us that the FBI violated the law, that the NSA violated the law, that they engaged in political activity to benefit the Obama administration, benefit Hillary Clinton. We know that. That is the big story, folks, that is coming. But meanwhile, let's take a look at these three journalists who are now leaving. We reported yesterday that within CNN, Brian Stelter did not get any information. They were stonewalling him even within his own organization. We've had Sean Hannity come out and say that CNN's Jeff Zucker needs to be fired. He said it's very fake news. We've had Paul Joseph Watson say Trump must now revoke CNN's White House press credentials. Tucker Carlson says CNN is no longer a news organization. Absolutely true. Let's play this clip from Project Veritas, because now, in addition to all of this implosion of this story, and the aftermath of that that's happened in the last several days at CNN, we now have this internal exposure. A CNN producer, John Bonifield, who was caught on tape talking about the fact that they know that this is BS. Here's a clip from the Project Veritas exposure.
Then why is CNN constantly like, Russia this, Russia that?
Because it's ratings.
Because it's ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now.
But honestly, you'd think the whole Russia is just like bull.
Could be bull. I mean, it's mostly bull right now. Like, we don't have any giant proof. I just feel like they don't really have it, but they want to keep digging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the president is probably right to say, like, look, you are witch hunting me. Like, you have no smoking gun. You have no real proof.
And the CEO of CNN said in our internal meeting, he said, good job, everybody, covering the climate accords. But we're done with it. Let's get back to Russia.
Wow. Hear that? So this is like there's no smoking gun. There's no giant proof. It's mostly just BS right now. And he said, we had this meeting, and he said, good job. This was CEO Jeff Zucker again. Just to give you some context, he said President Trump pulled out of the climate accords, and for a day and a half, we covered the climate accords. And the CEO of CNN said in our internal meetings, he said, good job, everybody, covering the climate accord, but we're done with that. Let's just get back to Russia. Let's play the next clip on here.
So you really like the Russia thing is a little crazy, right?
Even if Russia was trying to swing an election, we try to swing their elections. We're in our CIA and doing all the time. Like, we're out there trying to manipulate governments. Like, you win because you know the game and you play it right. She didn't play it right.
Then why is CNN constantly like, Russia this, Russia that?
Because it's ratings.
Because it's ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now.
In the month of May, CNN's ratings were significantly higher than they were the year before. The Russia story and Trump have made CNN millions.
Because of,
So, my boss, I shouldn't say this, my boss a couple days yesterday, we were having a discussion about this dental issue. He's like, I just want you to know what we're up against here. And he goes, just to give you some context, President Trump pulled out of the climate accords, and for a day and a half we covered the climate accords, and the CEO of CNN said in our internal meeting, he said, good job everybody covering the climate accords, but we're done with it. Let's get back to Russia.
The CEO?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So even the climate accords, he was like, okay, a day or so, but we're moving back to Russia.
Isn't that amazing? You know, I had an interview last night with a man who wrote a book called The Plot to Scapegoat Russia. And it was done from the perspective of like an Oliver Stone liberal. As a matter of fact, this guy is basically on the same page as Oliver Stone. Not a conservative, but they understand. They understand what's going on with this phony narrative. And we also have Glenn Greenwald with The Intercept pointing out how they have jumped the shark so many times, completely lost their credibility. But the man that I was talking to about the plot to scapegoat Russia is not a warmonger. He's not somebody who's pushing for war. But we have to understand the cynical nature of this. And it's about business. And you're going to hear this in the next clip. But it is also a very politicized operation. This is not a news organization. As I think it was Sean Hannity said, it's a campaign. This is a politicized attack. It is Operation Mockingbird. And it is also not just, as I point out many times, it's not just an offensive attack against Donald Trump, trying to stall his administration, trying to entrap him in process crimes. But they are also trying to come up with plausible deniability when it comes out that they are the ones who have been hacking into state boards of election. It was Jay Johnson at Department of Homeland Security that has been stonewalling congressmen who have asked him about the actions of Homeland Security violating the law, breaking into state boards of election, and saying, well, we need to show that this is critical infrastructure, trying to create essentially a panic situation so they can insert themselves into local elections. But they are violating the law. The FBI, the NSA violated the law. This is not an anonymous whistleblower. This is the FISA court. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, it was created in the wake of the Church and the Pike hearings from the 1970s, because at that time, guess what? The CIA and the NSA were listening to Americans illegally. That was not a part of what they were created to do. They tried to rein them in with the FISA court, and then they began using the FISA Act as a means to do a dragnet surveillance of Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. And so the court is very upset that these intelligence agencies have been basically operating as political operatives. We have Chuck Grassley, senator from Iowa, saying the same thing, trying to get ahead, but they're getting stonewalled at all these different operations. That is the true story here, folks. That is the real key, how they were used defensively. Yes, they're trying to use this as a defensive mechanism. They're trying to muddy the water. They're trying to help the Democrats, but it goes beyond just trying to help the Democrats after the election. They were helping the Democrats before the election. They were using the intelligence and law enforcement communities in an illegal way, and they're very intent on covering that up. And so is CNN. But then, of course, here's the obvious part, folks. It's about the money as well. Here's what he has to say in the next clip.
I understand it's all ratings, right?
Oh, it's a business.
It's a business. People are like, the media has like an ethical... But all the nice cutesy little ethics that used to get talked about in journalism school, you're just like, that's adorable. That's adorable. Especially cable news, you know. Cable news isn't the New York Times, and it's not even like NBC News. It's NBC News still gets 20 million viewers a night. Cable news is getting a million. So, they gotta do what they gotta do to make their money, I think. And so I love the news business, but I
find it so
I'm very cynical about it. At the same time, so are most of my colleagues.
Yeah, it's like
not alone.
So he loves the news business, and it's strictly about business, it's strictly about eyeballs, and they will tell anybody anything in order to get eyeballs. That's what he's saying. And that's true. That's what we just saw with Megyn Kelly. And it's no different if you're at NBC than it is if you're at CNN or if you're at Fox or whatever. They will come after people, tell lies about them, edit this, and that's the key thing. You have to understand. Sean Hannity came out and said, show the entire tape. We've got to stop with this character assassination, with this editing of the interviews to get precisely what you want to do, hours upon hours of interviews, and then you can distill it down to say precisely what you want. That is the attack journalism, the Operation Mockingbird, the control that has been exercised by the mainstream media, and by that I mean NBC, ABC, CBS. They were the part of Operation Mockingbird, working with the government, working with the CIA, putting out the narratives, the stories that the government wanted. And anybody who questioned that was shut down as a conspiracy theorist, beginning with the JFK assassination. That's when they coined that term. They didn't want anybody looking at the independent media. It's amazing how, when you go back and think about that, there was one person with a film recorder that got some independent video. And look at the trouble that caused the government with their Pat story of about a patsy with a bolt-action rifle taking those three shots from one location behind. That created a great deal of problem for them. They have been fighting that for 60 years now, and they just can't get past that. Today we have everybody with cameras. They can't win. We can talk to each other. We can transcend them. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more analysis, and we'll be talking about Sheriff Joe and Syria, what's happening there, and, of course, John Kiriakou coming up in the next hour, CIA whistleblower.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. I want to get back to this last clip from the Project Veritas video. I think it's very amazing what he has to say about the witch hunt. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we have the 4th of July summer mega specials are now live at InfoWarsStore.com. That is free shipping, store-wide, everything in the entire store, free shipping, plus 30% off items like Brain Force Plus, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Z-Shield. And we have 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, 40% off Emmerich's Essentials. That's our outdoor pack. So this is all while supplies last. It's going to go very quickly. Everything, free shipping at the store, and sales from 30 to 40% off selected items. So take a look at what's there. We really appreciate your support. It's what keeps us independent, and it's what allows us to tell the stories as we see them. And that's a key thing. You know, we had Zucker come out and say, you know, people still trust CNN. You should never trust a news source just because they say it. You know, you can have an experience with people and say, yeah, okay, I verified that. That was real. I verified that again. That's real. And then you start to begin to trust an organization, but you should always verify every story. Anybody can make a mistake. They can make an honest mistake, or they can make dishonest reports, as we see here with CNN. Let's play this last clip here, what this guy has to say about President Trump being witch hunted.
I think that there are a lot of like liberal CNN viewers who want to see Trump really get scrutinized, and I think if we would have behaved that way with President Obama and scrutinized everything that he was doing with as much scrutiny as we apply to Donald Trump, I think our viewers would have been turned off. I think they would have looked like we were attacking him, but I think our viewers right now, and I'm not saying all of our viewers are like super liberals, but I think there's just a lot of them, and
So Trump's good for business, you're saying?
Trump is good for business right now.
But honestly, you think the whole Russia is just like bull?
Could be bull. I mean, it's mostly right now. Like, we don't have any big giant proof. But then they say, well, there's still an investigation going on. And you're like, yeah. I don't know. If you're finding something, here would we know about it. The way these leaks happen, it leaks. If there was something really good, it would leak.
And it would have leaked before voting, I would say. If anything was good out there, it would have came out already.
Yeah, the leaks keep leaking, and there's so many great leaks, and it's amazing, and I just refuse to believe that if they had something really good like that, that wouldn't leak, because we've been getting all these other leaks, so I just feel like they don't really have it, but they want to keep digging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the president is probably right to say, like, look, you are witch hunting. Like, you have no smoking gun, you have no real proof.
Exactly. And we've been saying that for a very long time. Here's this guy who's a CNN producer telling that to a hidden camera for Project Veritas, James O'Keefe releasing that information. We've had Oliver Stone say that. We had the guy that I interviewed yesterday, the plot to scapegoat Russia, saying that. We've been saying that. We've said there's absolutely nothing here. If there was anything, they would have found it by now, but there isn't. And it's a very dangerous thing to continue to go down this road. They're provoking war as assuredly as people like Nikki Haley and McMaster are trying to provoke a world war. And we have people like Glenn Greenwald as well, talking about the absurdity of this Russian narrative. He wrote an article, came out today, CNN journalists resign. The latest example of media recklessness in the Russia threat. And he says they're not alone. He says, quite frankly, Washington Post, and you heard this guy say, well, you know, we're just CNN. There's the big guys like the Washington Post and New York Times. Yeah, they've been caught doing this as well. When we come back from the break, I'm going to read you one of the examples from this article from The Intercept, talking about the Washington Post, the relentless pushing of false information even after it's exposed as being false. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Emmerich's Essentials. That's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a